happens in the Tarod household at Christmas time, food-wise?
Well, it is sort of the normal fare, really, except for the addition has to be a good old Australian massive leg of ham. Lives in a pillowcase in the fridge, so it doesn't go... Yeah, you put your ham, a whole leg of ham, in a pillowcase.
You're weird.
No, no, because if you put it in foil, then the foil goes into the ham because of the salt. If you put it in cling film, it sweats in your fridge. So what you do, it's like basically muslin around a piece of beef. So it's in a pillowcase. You pull the pillowcase back, lift the skin off, slice a couple of bits of ham, put it all back together again, and it sits in your fridge.
Brilliant.
It's an Australianism.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
We've got turkey sandwiches in a continental quilt.
Under a down duvet.
Yeah.
And what about you, Greg? What are your kind of top tips for people who want to maybe do a slightly different type of Christmas this year?
Don't do a slightly different type of Christmas. Don't put yourself under pressure. Get out of Christmas the easiest way you can, and don't put yourself under enormous amounts of pressure. People are coming to your house because they love you. They're not coming because they think you're some sort of culinary genius. In fact, prep as much as you can. And another point as well, get people in the kitchen helping you. Go, look, get in here and do the sprouts for me, would you? Get in here and quarter the parsnips. Please don't put yourself under enormous amounts of stress. It will just ruin your holiday.
You know, it's interesting. My grandmother on Christmas Day used to cook for 25 people. And I would help her, and she had a combustion stove, so, you know, light the fire and stuff. All the veg was always done the night before, ready to go. The stuffing was done in the fridge, and all she'd do was warm it up. Do as much as you possibly can. I think Greg's absolutely right. And the other important thing is, things like turkey and beef, if you roast them, take them out and let them rest for an hour while you roast your potatoes. And that way you don't have this crammed oven. Take the turkey out, put it to one side. It'll stay lovely and warm. It'll rest. It'll be delicious. And give yourself a glass of wine.
And invest in a hostess trolley or a massive table. Don't try to plate everything up. People at home aren't professional chefs, and they don't consider how long it's going to take to actually put everything on a plate. Deliver it in bowls to the table and let people help themselves.
Okay, and leftovers.
Go for it.
There's not a turkey sandwich and there's not a turkey curry. What's on the go?
Turkey pot pie. Turkey pot pie is really good. So got my ham, which I've got in my pillowcase, got my turkey, make yourself a decent little bit of, you know, white sauce, a few frozen peas, a bit of sweet corn, put it all together, lots of pastry on top of it, and I tell you now, the kids will eat all of it. Turkey pot pie.
Noodle soup, and just shred your turkey and scatter it into your, you know, something Asian-y takes us, it makes it feel completely differently. And you can, again, it's something you can do in a great big pot and just ladle it out. The important thing is, this holiday season, this Christmas, is that you enjoy yourself. Please do not slave all the time in the kitchen. You're going to miss the drinking, you're going to miss the fun, the jokes. You might even miss the flirting and miss out on a snogging opportunity. Make sure that at that dining table, you're part of it and you're not a galley slave.